Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on the 22nd day of November 2020. We are quickly moving toward the end of this year. And I have to admit, I'm really happy about ending this year. It has been such a year of challenge, stress, conflict, and loss of faith for so many, many people. We need to find our love again, and not just what we love, but the love that we are. And that's locked deep inside, always protected, and not always shown to the world, especially when the world has been in trouble. We just build a little dam around it, like busy beavers. We'll go find a log here and stick there, and we'll build a dam around this precious treasure inside us, which is the love we have from the beginning of our life to the very end. And it's shown in different ways at different times in our life. Some of our relationships are transient, but they're still special. And other few relationships we have with others are sovereign. They're forever. And it changes from day to day, week to week, year to year. Not the sovereign relationships, but the variable ones. And I think it's really good when we learn that we can move through relationships and still know that the love is real, even if those people are not with us. I had a kind of a heartfelt engagement with that phenomena last night when I came across a guest book from the Sunday services that were held the Sunday in Christ Truth League after Love Without End was released to the world. And I went through that guest book very lovingly, looking at names and addresses of people that most of whom I haven't seen again in years. But I know that their love was and is sincere. We just get moved on like little boats floating on the river. And I look at each name with such fondness and such rich memory. And then I came across a few names that have always been with me for 20 years. And that was like a joy breaking off the pages of that book. That's the way life is. You know, if you've kept a journal, then you could write a novel. You really could. Maybe you don't have the skills to be a writer, but if you gave that journal to someone else who was, there's not a single one of you whose life would not make a great novel. It's just a question of how it's presented with, you know, creative intonations and connection. This is a life that we move through without knowing what's around the corner, which is why the power of faith is everything. It's what Yeshua taught the apostles and everyone who would listen for 2,000 years later. It's what he showed with his life. Oh my gosh, do you realize? He could have overpowered the armies. He could have called down the angels. He could have pushed back everyone that was moving against him the day before his arrest. Why didn't he? And what gave him the power to go through what he went through? It was faith. And look at what happened. The most amazing demonstration of immortal life we have yet to see in the history of this world. And And this is true in the lives of heroes and heroines for since the beginning of time. And not just the ones that make fame, but the teachers and the doctors and the nurses, the people who don't know if what they're doing will cost them big time or perhaps their life, but they do it anyway. Where does that power come from? It comes from within the heart. Now, we've looked at the heart in lots of different perspectives through the years in Love Without End. There's a chapter called The Heart is Your Higher Intelligence. And those intelligences are itemized and discussed. In a webinar we did, we focused on the same elements, the same intelligence and power, called Restoring the Temple, because that is the temple of our life. And Yeshua was quoted as saying, right now I don't remember the exact scripture, but it was in a very brief prophecy he made shortly before his arrest and crucifixion. He said, they will destroy the temple, and in 3 days I will build it back. Well, the apostles and those who listened to him thought he was talking about the temple of Jerusalem. No. He was talking about not just the temple of his body, but the temple of his heart. He had to lay his heart on the altar. You got to get this, because if you don't, you won't understand the power that's in the heart. This is why, on the cross, what it meant when he said, Abba, which means Father, Abba, Abba, why have you forsaken me? That's when his heart broke. The temple came down. He said, he's done. The temple was down. And he built it back in 3 days. How did he do it? Well, that's the anatomy of the faithful heart. We're talking about the same thing, but we're going to look at it in our webinar from a higher perspective about our link and connection with God that set the temple in place in the first place, that created the temple in the first place. What is the altar in the heart? How does the heart know? How can it see beyond our headlines? How can it see beyond all reason and prediction in the world? How can it do that? That's what we're going to look at. And we need that now, perhaps more than we ever have in the collective history of humanity. Not only have we been faced by a plague that took us to our knees, not only have we been faced with conflicts, bitter conflicts of opinion, not only have we been flooded with opinions that are hostile and foolish, with many false reports, many lies, to the point we wonder, well, where is the truth? Well, you're going to find where you look for the truth and where it lives eternally. And we need to build it back. All of this that has come down has to be built back. And we've got to do it together. And it really comes down to our relationship with God, our relationship to life, and our relationship to the self that we truly are, not the identity we created, not the ego, not the person that the world has named and given a role to, but who you really are, that person who lived before this life, that person who is eternal, that person who knows their place in the heart and knows where the heart belongs in them. That's where we are right now, my friends. We are on the edge of building back our world in a better way. You know, it is said in the Bible, a house built on a shaky foundation will fall. You build your house on sand, the foundation will shift and the house will fall. Build your house on a rock. Well, if you look at the history of our world, we can't help but say that the foundation has not always been a good one. Yes, I know and agree that the founding fathers of this country really created a sterling document to be the guideline for our country. But what is very seldom remembered is that Thomas Jefferson said, this may have to be frequently revised. We don't remember that one. We don't like to remember that one because we like to be fixed in our opinion of right and wrong, and it's very black and white. But the fact is, life flows forward. And even though we had a sterling document to begin with, not everything going on in life in this country was sterling. We had a lot of human abuse. We abused the natives that preceded us here. And even in the 16th century, we had brought in slaves. Not a good thing. And we were not always good to one another. We had a pretty lawless expansion into the West. Lots of greed and lots of disparity and hurt. So let's don't over-romanticize the past. I still think we have the best country in the world. And I've been to a lot of them, and I have ministries in a lot of them, but that doesn't mean what we have was perfect. And if we can build it back better, then God help us to do it. That's my thought. Let's get together. Let's build a better place, a better world that cares for our environment, that cares for one another, and that moves us forward into a world where we don't need any kind of tyrannical leadership anywhere in any country. We don't need the leveling of humanity in any country, because every human individual is sovereign, and we can all participate in the creation of a better world. So that's my message today, and I was really brought to the altar of my life about what to create, what to offer you for the closing seminar of this year. All this year, we couldn't do one. There were too many things we all had to pass through. Let's face it. You know, it was there. There's no way we could have a live seminar. Literally forbidden. And so we did the best we could with our prayers in the evening, our blessing calls on Sunday, our love and support for one another, and we made it through. And now I'm hoping that this will be a sacred Advent season where we come together in the most holy way to join in our hearts with our Heavenly Father and with Yeshua to really celebrate what His life came to bring to this earth and to celebrate who we really are to ourselves and to one another. So that was my message for today. And we're doing great with our enrollments for the webinar. It's going to be terrific. And I forgot to mention in the promotion, which I will say now, there will be a jam session on Thursday evening. So that's a further chance for us to connect and walk through this together to embrace the good and flush out the bad so that we are prepared to welcome in a new year with new faith in a stronger way with a fresher heart. And I offer my prayers for all of you, for all of humanity every day, but most especially on Sunday, for all of you, because I know that you are the ones who come here to receive the blessings and give them out. And your distribution circle is a big one and an important one. So that's it from me, my loved ones. And let's open the line to some of you. Jerome, you've been here since the beginning, so I've got you on.
Okay. Hi, this is Jerome, and blessings, and but blessings to my family, especially Andrew, who's went out to Utah. So he's with a new friend, and blessings to the rest of my family, and blessings to you, Glenda, and everything you do, and thank you for your love and light and peace and joy. And this is Jerome up in Minnesota where it's snowing.
Oh, of course it is. Well, may you look at every snowflake as a pure blessing.
Okay. I will. And you're
and the fireside as warming your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love and light, okay. Peace and joy. Yes. Thank you.
Love and light to you, Jerome. And
yes.
Susan, welcome. Your line is on. Open.
Hi, Glenda. I have a friend who's going through, she's moving, and she's been in her house for a very long time, and she's going through a lot of stress, and her knees have been really bothering her. So her name is Susan, and I would love to put her on the prayer
okay.
list for in need. And I signed up for the webinar. Will I be getting, you know, probably next week, the information about, you know,
Susan, I sent out your welcome letter last week. I use Constant Contact, the same one that you would receive for the blessing announcement or your Thursday, your sunset meditation. So if you, and I know that your name, your enrollment on Constant Contact is still good because I put you in, entered you into the list. I think it was sent out on Wednesday. So you have to check your spam folder and make sure, you know, what may have happened, and I'll say this to everybody, is Constant Contact, like so many companies right now, has reformulated in order to handle more online traffic. So some part of their URL may have changed, and look in your spam folder. Every student, if you have not received your welcome letter yet, and see if you have a letter from me, if you do, pull it up and make sure you put it in the safe sender list, because there's a lot of people we want to hear from. We've got to redo that on, because URLs, that is the, you know, the web address, is changing with so many companies just like crazy, because they're completely reformulating.
Can it be reset?
Well, go through your spam folder, because I definitely sent it.
Okay.
And I checked, and you were one of the ones that had not opened it yet.
Huh. Okay. I don't remember. remember. You know, I've been looking for it. That's, I know when I first signed up, you know, I got the receipt. And then there was, you know, but...
Well, that came, see, your receipt came from the store. And our store URL has not changed. But Constant Contact has gone through some huge reformations. It might have just automatically gone in your spam folder and you didn't even, you never knew it, never saw it.
Wow. Okay.
So, Chet, I will, but I'm glad you mentioned that because that tells me I should resend this to everybody by the middle of this coming week because it might have happened to other people too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because I mean, I know I can call, but it's just the information to be able to print it out and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah, I will make sure, well, you look and see if you can find it. Okay. And, if not, I will send you a personal email with your password. And that's really all you need because we have posted on your course page all the information you need.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
So.
All right, thanks.
But thank you. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah, I'll have to check now.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Tony, you're on, and your line is open.
Hey, Glenda. Thank you so much. Thanks for your message today. And thank you for the webinar that you're getting ready to do with us. I did see the email on that with the link. I saw that come in. I think it came in for me on Friday. So
okay.
I can confirm that I was able to find it. And I just wanted to make a comment about that. I was really I've always wanted to go through the 12 Laws of the Universe course. And I recently had ordered that course. And then I was really pleasantly surprised to see that's a foundation. The concepts in that course are a foundation for what you're going to be doing in this class, this webinar.
Well, they are, but they're not discussed in detail.
Yeah.
Because the 12 laws of the universe are of the universe. And from those laws are derived the 12 principal pillars of the heart that always are there as an aspect of faith. In other words, the heart, your heart knows those laws. So we're going to discuss how it knows them. It's not a repetition. It's an expansion. And
yeah.
You do not need to have taken that course first.
Okay.
Some of you may want to take it after you finish this one, but it is not a prerequisite because we will cover. I'll list those laws, and we'll just do like a two-line description, such as the law of gravity. You know, the laws of the universe are laws you don't argue with. I mean, they just are. You don't argue with the constancy of light or gravity and certain others. But when we wake up in the morning, we know that sun will be out there. We don't wonder if the planet has moved to another solar system. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
so
sure.
The laws of the universe are what they are, but they have a lot to do with the foundation on which we stand. You know, having a firm foundation is very important to having a life that you know you can count on. But there's more to it than just the laws of the physical universe.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. I think it sounds like a wonderful experience to have for this coming month, especially with everything that's going on. So I appreciate you doing it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm glad you're taking the course.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah, Judy's excited about it too. Thanks.
Great. Hi, Judy.
Yeah, she's not with me right now, but I'll let her know you said hi.
Okay, good. All right, Elizabeth, I'm opening your line.
My friend's brother and sister-in-law both have COVID. His name His name is Marnie, and her name is Bessie Noland, N-O-W-L-A-N-D. So could we say some prayers for them, please? Thank you.
Absolutely. And is a friend, too?
No, she's fine. Well, she has her other health issues, and she lives in a different state. But she was in a very bad accident several years ago, and her headaches are enormous. So could add her name to the blessing list. Thanks.
Okay. And her name?
Her name is also Nolan, and it
Nolan.
She calls herself Divya.
Divya?
Divya, yeah, it's a Sanskrit word.
How's it spelled?
D-I-V-Y-A.
Oh, that is very interesting.
Yeah, many people who honor the saints from India and the teachers in India have taken on Indian names.
I see. Okay. Yes, I do understand that tradition.
Yep.
And thank you for letting me know about these lovely people. And
thank
they
you.
Are definitely in my prayers.
Good.
Okay. Tina, I'm opening your line. Hello, dear. Tina, you may have to unmute your phone. Hi.
Hi, do you hear me?
I do.
Oh, good. This is my cell phone. All right. I'm in, I'm glad I made it to the call.
Are you still in New Mexico?
Yes, I am in Santa Fe, and I'm on a healing journey. And experiencing very, very deep, intense healing that I want to share. I'm very happy to have made it to Santa Fe. It was strong guidance, and I had so much resistance of traveling, but I'm very glad. I'm very glad I made it. And so yes, I have a lot of support and. Just to make this story very short, I had a healing session yesterday that went so deep. I had it in the water, and I went back into being a baby. And I realized I had a near-death experience in my mother's womb, actually. And I had to relive all this, and it was incredible to go back in time and feel my mother and the whole situation and how I decided to not die or come back and gonna be born. And then I met Yeshua and Mary welcoming me when I made this decision. It's just touched to tears, you know, and also I healed the baby, you know, and I went on such a journey, and then I turned into a cosmic baby. You know, there was a phase where I was praying as a baby, and there was nothing. There was just dead. You know, I was just, you know, at that place where there was no life. And then I prayed for them, for the mother to come, the real mother. And then I turned into a cosmic baby. I was so free in the cosmos. And then my umbilical cord was it was my heart. And I saw how my heart is my true umbilical cord, and it was like a portal full of golden light, and I was completely free in the universe. And then I traveled back to here and through time, and it was just so amazing. And I feel really different now. I feel like a deep, deep healing has occurred, and I'm just totally grateful. And I really think having received also the blessings has kind of helped me to come here and do this. So I'm very, very grateful.
Oh, that's a beautiful experience, Tina. I am so happy for you. I am so happy to share it with you. Thank you for sharing it with us. That is a beautiful confirmation and affirmation of the exact thing I'm talking about, is the immortal self lives inside the mortal self. And I just think that's glorious. That's glorious. And thank you for the gift of your sharing. It's lovely and wonderful. And I wish you a happy, happy rest of your experience in Santa Fe. That's a place I dearly love. Been there. It's very special. It really is. Okay. Well, I'm going to open another line because we've got quite a few people on the call, Tina. But lots of love to you. Okay, Stephen, you're on. Your line is open.
Blessings, Glenda. I'm just calling to ask for a blessing just for all of humanity to, you know, awaken in their faithful hearts, surrender, dissolve their egos. That's the prayer and the blessing I'm seeking, and also just a blessing for my own healing, especially my back. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for everything, and many, many blessings.
Same to you, Stephen. Same to you in so many ways. I think it's Linda. We have a caller from down under. Is it Linda? Hello, hello. Open your phone. We can't hear you. Hi, I think you're there.
Hello, this is Irene. I'm calling from Australia.
Oh, Irene, okay. Well, I knew it was from the land down under. I wasn't sure if it was Australia or New Zealand.
Thank you very much, Glenda, for everything that are and everything that you do. I didn't want to bring this up in this public phone, but I have no way of contacting you. I tried to email several times to several emails. I don't know how this is wild, I know. But you haven't been able to get to them. But what I wanted to let you know, and I thought that you would like to know, I've purchased several webinars, the recorded ones, and they're not working, and it's a shame.
Irene, can you speak up? I am not hearing you very well.
I'm sorry to bring this up in the public forum, Glenda, but I have no way of contacting you.
I'll give you my personal email address, and it's okay. It can be in public. It is just Glenda Green, my name, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And I will look for your email, okay?
Thank you.
So that way you can tell me in private whatever you need to tell me.
Okay. Thank you, Glenda.
Okay. And if you need to talk with me, we'll set up a time for you to call me, or we'll chat another way. A good way that I have found with people in other countries is WhatsApp. I use that with my ministry because we have ministries in other countries, and WhatsApp gives us both a chat line as well as a phone line. So if you will email me, I will give you my WhatsApp credentials.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Can I ask my thing for my son, Glenda, while I'm here?
Okay, for yourself?
For my son, Michael.
Your son, Michael. Okay.
son Michael and his girlfriend Chloe. They're separated.
Okay.
She's trapped in China. She went there and she can't come back. And it's been.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and they're just a blessing for their relationship to resolve in a way that least painful and provides growth for them both.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, well, as we offer the blessings, when you're in your prayer, you have your intention on them and on whatever you need as well, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm really sorry you've had so much trouble connecting with us, and we'll fix that.
Thank you.
All right. Sarah, I'm going to open your line. Hello.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. I send my love and my blessings to each and every one. And I want to ask for a blessing for my brother, Tristan. And he just had a bad car accident, but he walked away by the grace of God, and he has a broken sternum, so just healing for him and for all brothers and sisters with accidents and trauma. May they heal and receive the care that they need.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. And Stormy? Last but certainly not least, you always bring great benediction to our blessing. So your line is open.
Yes. I only have one rule, one law for the universe, and this comes from the beginning. If you're happy and you know it, give a big bang. If you're happy and you know it, give a big bang.
I guess that really kind of goes back to love, huh?
I just thought that comes from the beginning. If you're happy and you know it, know the big bang.
Yeah, right.
I do want a blessing, though, for my brother. I want to give a blessing of gratitude to my brother, Neil, for all that he continues and does for me. Had to take me to the emergency room again, all night long kind of thing, and I'll get all that taken care of later. But just a special blessing for my brother, Neil, how both of us have been able to really help each other as we've grown into young men and becoming old men. But a special blessing for my brother.
Okay. You know, that reminds me. Yesterday I spent about 2 hours in prayer, and it was all thank yous. It was all thank yous to everyone who has cared for me or cared for the beautiful things of our world, just made such a positive difference in life. I think I could have really gone on for about 48 hours just thank you and finding more and more people to thank, more and more situations to thank. I was so steeped with gratitude, and I've been feeling that gratitude for days and days now. It's just pouring out. Before we end this call, though, I do want to ask a special blessing for a very, very beloved family in Nigeria. They lost their mother, and it's left them in an extremely dire situation with children to support and no father, and in a country where gaining any kind of support is so, so difficult. And the burial expenses are virtually required because with traditions, you know, we are not as tradition bound in our country, but we have to honor and respect the fact that in many countries, their celebrations and their traditions are the glue that hold them together because they live for one another. That's it. They can't count on the, shall we say, the general universal sources of supply that we can call on family services here. We can call on emergency services here. There are so many ways we can call on veteran support, Social Security. We have so many in churches that have charities and help. People over there have nothing except each other. And the glue that holds them together is what they celebrate together. So their traditions are very, very important to them. And they feel as if they have let another down if they don't properly respect the dead with days of mourning and proper days of celebration and releasing. And people come sometimes by as much as 300, and they don't bring food with them. They expect to be fed. You know, when we have relatives passing, people flood us with food. We have more food on our table than Thanksgiving dinner because we know that people who are grieving are not going to want to cook, and most of the time they don't even want to eat. So we try to give them an easy way to keep themselves nourished and to know that they're loved and they're cared for. People come to visit over there and expect to be fed by the very ones who are grieving. I am honored and I'm blessed and my eyes have been opened by the difference of cultures around the world. And what those cultures mean to other people. And I honor them. But most of all, I honor the spirit of the souls that are learning and passing through these events. I ask that they be healed. I ask that they be blessed. And that they be lifted up to a higher understanding. And that the temple that has fallen be recreated. That all those who live and remember the past shall live for a better future and walk forward into a brighter light. So that was my special request for people that I have counseled.
Linda, I want you to know that I feel a great joy within this family and community unfolding.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I celebrate the passing of a life, and I just, that joy is just, you can wrap your head around it.
Yeah, you can.
I want you to know that.
You can. And the thing is, once you just back off and say, it doesn't have to be my way, then you're open to feel what's really there.
Yeah.
And I think that's been one of the biggest lessons I have learned in ministry through these years, is it doesn't have to be my way. And when I learned that, not only does it reduce my ego involvement, does it neutralize my experience, but it opens my hands to receive in gratitude all the love and the joy and the happiness that's there. So thanks, Stormy. That was a lovely contribution, and I appreciate that. I will pass it on when I talk to them next. Okay? I think it's time we got into our blessing. We are now well past the time where other people are expecting it, and we do have people all around the world who just don't have either the means or the funds to call in, and they coordinate with us on a timeline. So let's get into it, everybody. Just relax. Be in your easy chair, your bed, your hammock, your lawn, wherever you are. And Jerome, not you on your lawn. You in front of the fireplace. And others, whatever your world is bringing you, enjoy the beauty of it, enjoy the blessings of it, and whatever special gift it's offering to you right now. Blessing givers, join me, that we may come together right now as one family, as one unit in ministry to the hearts of humanity and the heart of our earth, the hearts of nature and the heart of the cosmos, that we may join with the heart of Christ to be blessed by the Holy Spirit. Dear Yeshua, we ask simply to be with you. We know that in being with you, we will be connected with the love and the joy that you are. That through all the suffering you witnessed, I know that you saw the joy. Because through all the suffering, we discover our eternal self and our eternal reward. And the amount of suffering we go through may exactly be in proportion to the amount of the ego that needs to be destroyed. Not that you had it, for you never did, but the world sure tried to heap it on you. The world sure tried to make an earthly king of you. They sure tried to make you the leader of armies. They tried to make you the king of humanity. And instead you showed them you are the Son of God. We thank you for showing us that our greater strength is a strength we haven't even discovered yet. And the fragile ego strength we're holding on to does us very little good, except for maybe some function in the world, some thread of necessity we need to hold on to. Let us surrender at the altar of our heart now, side by side with you, to receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit. And as we do, let us encourage the hearts of all humanity to just be humble for a moment and receive the goodness that the Holy Spirit has to offer. Now and forevermore, in your name, amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to finish receiving it. Go and lie down for at least 7 minutes. Be still, be quiet in your mind. Don't talk. Don't even continue your prayer. Leave a blank slate on which the blessings of God can be written. Again, amen. Have a blessed week. And bye-bye for now.